This is going to be the only video that I put out this week. I know I said these types of videos would normally be extra when I have time, but I've taken a few days off of work to finish my book and take the necessary steps to getting it published. As of right now, the title will likely be Until the Last Penny, A Soul's Journey Through Purgatory. It's a fictional story about a really bad man who was pressured into making a confession to his brother, who is a priest. During the confession, he genuinely feels remorse, and shortly afterwards, he is murdered. Because of that confession, he is saved, but he is sentenced to 500 years in purgatory. It's a novella, so it's a short novel, about 100 pages. The reason I wrote it is twofold. First, I've been building stories like this in my mind for years, and I've always loved supernatural fiction. Two, a lot of what's out there today is terrible. Much of it is blasphemous and promotes witchcraft and even Satanism. So I decided to write my own kind of fiction, stories that are supernatural but also faithful to Catholic teaching. I'll keep you updated as things progress. If you like what you see, please like and share the video and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. And you can like and follow us on Facebook. I'll give the shout-outs to my next real video that I put out. I want to offer a few disclaimers at the outset. This is not a comment on the Jewish people as a whole, nor as individuals. It is also not a condemnation of the existence of the modern state of Israel. I believe the state of Israel has the right to exist, and I understand why many Jewish people would desire a homeland of their own. I do not fault them for that, nor is this meant as a denunciation of Zionism in general. Rather, it is a critique of Christian Zionism as a theological system, especially its eschatological beliefs and what I believe to be its apparent influence on American foreign policy. What follows is simply my opinion. I am looking at the present situation, comparing it with the recent past under other presidents, observing the involvement of Christian Zionists, and drawing my own conclusions. I am not claiming nefarious motives on the part of anyone, only offering my interpretation of the facts as I see them. So let's get into it. In a statement a few weeks ago, a council comprised of the leaders of the historic Christian churches in the Holy City, including the Latin Patriarch, the Maronite, Melkite, Syriac, Armenian Catholic Patriarchs, the Armenian Orthodox Patriarch, the heads of the Coptic and Greek Orthodox churches, and leaders of the Lutheran and Anglican churches, denounced Christian Zionism as a damaging ideology. Quote, the patriarchs and heads of the churches in the Most Holy Land affirm before the faithful and before the world that the flock of Christ in this land is entrusted to the apostolic churches, which have bore their sacred ministry across centuries with steadfast devotion. Recent activities undertaken by local individuals who advance damaging ideologies such as Christian Zionism mislead the public, sow confusion, and harm the unity of our flock. These undertakings have found favor among certain political actors in Israel and beyond who seek to push a political agenda, which may harm the Christian presence in the Holy Land and the wider Middle East. Auxiliary Bishop William Shamoli, the general vicar of the Latin Patriarch in Jerusalem, said, "The church leaders are criticizing an ideology that defends one side over another and grants rights to one party while denying them to another. This is unacceptable. It is well known that Christian Zionism supports extreme Zionist thought against the rights of the Palestinian people. Those who promote it claim to represent the Christian view, while in reality they are a minority. The true representatives of Christianity in the Holy Land are the heads of the churches." Okay, so what does all this mean? It means that Christian Zionism is not compatible with real Christianity. Apostolic Christianity. Representatives from the Catholic Church, the Eastern Orthodox Churches, and the Eastern Catholic Churches, who represent well over half of Christianity and who are the original churches, condemn Christian Zionism not just as a heresy, which it is, but as dangerous. Why? Because it promotes and hopes for war. I know because I know a lot of these people, and I used to be one of them, even as a Catholic. So let me say right now that Christian Zionism is not compatible with Catholicism, which is the true religion. Theodor Herzl, one of the founders of Jewish Zionism, wrote in his diary that he visited the Vatican and had a private audience with Pope Pius X in order to seek support from the Catholic Church for Jews returning to the Holy Land. He reports that Pope Pius X said, quote, "We cannot give approval to this movement. We cannot prevent the Jews from going to Jerusalem, but we could never sanction it. The soil of Jerusalem, if it was not already sacred, has been sanctified by the life of Jesus Christ. As the head of the church, I cannot tell you anything different. The Jews have not recognized our Lord. Therefore, we cannot recognize the Jewish people." Now, I personally have no problem with the modern state of Israel per se, or even Zionism, though I am no longer a Zionist. The situation we have today is that the Holy Land, or at least parts of it, is occupied by the modern Jewish state of Israel, which is an ally of the United States. Christians have reasonable access to holy sites, and as far as I'm concerned, they have as much a right to exist as any other country in existence today. What I have a problem with is Christian Zionism, because it clouds the judgment of otherwise decent and reasonable people, like Christians such as Ted Cruz and others, claiming that the phrase "Christ is King" is in any way anti-Semitic. I understand why Jewish people would feel that way. But as Christians, we should all understand that it's not. And I personally would not want to go to my judgment having said so. And Christian Zionism is apparently affecting foreign policy. Christian Zionists are well represented in the Trump administration. Mike Huckabee, the ambassador to Israel, Pete Hegseth, the secretary of war, who has said that Israel should build the third temple, and Paula White, Trump's spiritual advisor, are all Christian Zionists, not to mention a whole host of other people who are either Zionists or Christian Zionists. And isn't it interesting that the Department of Defense is now called the Department of War after a Christian Zionist took it over? Yet Trump campaigned on and promised no more wars, remember? Christian Zionists believe that the modern state of Israel was prophesied in the Bible due to a faulty interpretation of Scripture. They mistakenly attribute verses as referring to modern Israel that in reality refer to the church. The church is the new Israel and the new Jerusalem, Romans 9, 6 through 8. "For not all who are descended from Israel belong to Israel, and not all are children of Abraham because they are his descendants. But through Isaac your descendants be named. This means it is not the children of the flesh who are the children of God, but the children of the promise are reckoned as descendants," Galatians 3:16. Now, the promises were made to Abraham and to his offspring. It does not say "and to offsprings," referring to many, but referring to one, "and your offspring," which is Christ. So the promise of Abraham was given to Christ, and it's not the children of the flesh that belong to Israel, but rather the children of the promise, meaning Christians. Galatians 3:6-7. "Thus Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. So you see that it is men of faith who are the sons of Abraham. And John the Baptist said to the Pharisees in Matthew 3:9, do not presume to say to yourself, 'We have Abraham as our father,' for I tell you, God is able to from these stones to raise up children of Abraham." So as you can see, whether or not modern Jews are descended from Abraham in a physical sense or can trace their ancestry to that region is irrelevant. The promise made to Abraham in the Old Testament extends to Christ and his followers, not to an ethnic group. You would think people who claim to be Bible experts, Christian Zionists, would know this. And if you think about it logically, it doesn't make sense that a group of people who reject Christ would retain favored status. But when Jews become Christians, they are above Gentiles, because we are adopted and grafted in, and they are the natural children, Romans 11:15. For if their rejection means the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance mean but life from death, Romans 11:24. And even the others, if they do not persist in their unbelief, will be grafted in, for God has the power to graft them in again. For if you have been cut off from what is by nature a wild olive tree, and grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these natural branches be grafted back into their own olive tree? But Christian Zionists believe the promise of God to Abraham's descendants, which includes the land, extends to modern-day Jewish people without the requirement of accepting Christ, that the old covenant still stands. They believe the third temple will be rebuilt, or the third temple will be built, because of a faulty understanding of a prophecy in the book of Daniel. Just so you know, the rebuilding of the temple and the return of animal sacrifices, which these Christian Zionists want, or at least many of them do, is sacrilege. No Christian should have anything to do with that. Yet many of these Christian Zionist groups try to raise money to rebuild the temple. Jesus is the final sacrifice until the end of time. Rebuilding the temple and returning to animal sacrifices would be most displeasing to God. By the way, people have tried in the past to rebuild the temple, and something always seems to stop it, usually a natural disaster or a plague or something. Christian Zionists believe that not long after the reestablishment of Israel, the Antichrist will rise and wage war with her, persecute the Christians, and then Christ will return. That's why they get excited about war in the Middle East. They think this war involving Israel and the Middle East has to happen to trigger the events that will lead to the second coming of Christ. And they're okay with it because they think that they will be raptured away before it gets bad, which of course isn't true, and they are going to be really surprised when that doesn't happen. Now, let's draw a distinction between Zionism and Christian Zionism. Zionism means you believe the Jews should have their own country. It's important to point out that not all Jews are Zionist and not all Zionists are Jews. Christian Zionism means the Jews have a God-given right to the Holy Land. It's one thing to say the Jews should have their own country, which, by the way, does not have to be the Holy Land. Madagascar was even considered at one point. It's another to say they have the biblical right to the Holy Land and the right to wage war with the people who currently live there and take it by force. This is what Christian Zionism believes, even if they won't say the last part out loud. Mike Huckabee said it as much in his interview with Tucker Carlson. Huckabee said that he believes the Jews have the biblical right to Israel. Tucker pointed out that the promised land in the Bible is much bigger than the current state of Israel. It includes parts of Iraq, Syria, Saudi Arabia, and more, and asked Mike Huckabee if he believed Israel had the right to all of that land. And Mike Huckabee said, "I think it would be fine if they took it all." After asking Tucker whether he believed Israel had the right to exist, and Tucker saying yes, Huckabee couldn't bring himself to answer whether other countries like England or Ireland had the same right to exist. He kept acting like he didn't understand the question, which he did repeatedly throughout the interview whenever asked something he didn't want to answer. Finally, Tucker pressed him and he said, "Well, they're there, and if they can defend themselves." So Israel, according to Mike Huckabee, has an absolute right to exist, and every other country can exist as long as they can fend off invaders. Tucker pointed out that if the Bible says the descendants of Abraham get this land, we need to make sure these people are actually descendants of Abraham and not just European converts. But Mike Huckabee was all over the map saying that even converts should have the right to live there over people whose families have been there for generations, including Christians. I'm sorry, but Mike Huckabee did not seem to care about nor would admit the plight of Christians in the Holy Land as a result of Zionism. He downplayed and even denied what has been going on in Gaza, going so far as to say that Israel has been more humane than even the United States when it comes to civilian casualties during war. He is the American ambassador to Israel. He's supposed to have America's interest in mind, yet he is a cheerleader for Israel. And it's because of this false doctrine of Christian Zionism that I used to subscribe to. Now, imagine someone who holds this ideology being in a position to make decisions that directly affect peace in the Middle East. That's why this situation is dangerous. I'm not saying Mike Huckabee is all bad. He's always struck me as a reasonable person on most other issues. Now, I want to address the main defense Christian Zionists offer for their position, which is the Bible says Israel this and Israel that. The country in question is called Israel. It's a Jewish state, and it's in the same geographical area. Therefore, they are the same. Senator Ted Cruz basically said this in his interview with Tucker Carlson. Now, I've already established that the Apostle Paul is clear that Israel is no longer tied to an ethnicity or the Jewish religion, or the land for that matter, but rather the church. But let's apply that logic to a hypothetical. What if today a Jewish man in Israel was named Jesus and claimed to be the Messiah? Would we have to accept and worship him? The Bible says Jesus is the Messiah. The Bible says Jesus was a Jew or is a Jew. The Bible says Jesus is from that region. Just because the modern nation took the name Israel does not mean it is the Israel of the Bible. Now, the following section discusses theological and eschatological concepts from a Catholic doctrinal perspective. This is not a political statement about any ethnic or religious group. But the early church fathers, along with Christ himself in John 5:43, say that the Jews will accept the Antichrist. This is a theological matter addressed across centuries of Christian tradition. The Antichrist, according to traditional Catholic belief, will present himself as the Jewish Messiah, fulfilling what the Jewish people expect, and rule likely from Jerusalem. The irony is that rather than helping Jesus return, who doesn't need these people's help, these Christian Zionists may be unwittingly helping to set the stage for the very deception Scripture warns about, and helping the Antichrist. And here's something else to consider. The Bible says that when the end times come, the world will be under a great delusion. Only a remnant will resist. Do you think Christian Zionists, whose theology and eschatology is completely screwed up, are not going to fall for that deception? Think about it. They have placed enormous theological weight on the modern state of Israel. They want the third temple built. And then comes a figure so charismatic that it takes a special grace from God not to fall under his spell. And he says that he's the Messiah. You don't think they're going to fall for it? Especially when they're not raptured? I think they've already fallen for it. The Bible says the spirit of Antichrist is already at work, and from my perspective, they are helping set the stage. As far as the modern state of Israel goes, from a political secular point of view, supporting Israel is a reasonable position. I support Israel from that position. But we cannot condone atrocities committed by any country, Israel included. We cannot accept the Christian Zionist view that Jews have an absolute biblical right to the entire region. And did you know that legislation has again been introduced into the Israeli Knesset, which is their form of parliament, that would make Christian evangelization illegal in Israel, punishable by jail time? Yet we Christians are told we have a duty to support Israel unconditionally from God. There are not two covenants, one for the Jews and one for the Christians, as Christian Zionists or a lot of them believe. There is one covenant, and the acceptance of Jesus as the Messiah is a prerequisite of that covenant. God did not break his covenant with the Jewish people. They stepped outside of it when they rejected Christ. And so they must accept Christ to be saved, just like everyone else. That is the traditional Catholic teaching. Being a devout Jew will not save them. This is not an attack. It is what the church has always taught. I think it's important to point out that Jewish anticipation of the Messiah is not the same as Christian anticipation of the second coming. Christians know that nobody knows when Christ will return. It could be today. It could be 1,000 years from now. That was not the case with the Old Testament predictions of the Messiah's first coming. The book of Daniel indicated the Messiah would come 483 years after the command to restore Jerusalem. Do the calculations, and it points to the time of Jesus. So when the New Testament says the Jews were anticipating the Messiah, it's because they knew he was supposed to come then. Rabbis have acknowledged through the centuries that the Messiah should have come at that time that Jesus came. They simply say he didn't, but he did, and he was rejected. The Old Testament says the Messiah will walk in the temple and that the temple will be destroyed after the Messiah is gone. Christians used to understand all this. Christians used to pray for the conversion of the Jewish people on Good Friday. I know it's uncomfortable to say that the Jewish people are not currently within the covenant or do not have a biblical claim on the land, but I'm saying what the Bible says and what Catholic tradition before certain modern changes has always taught. I believe Israel has a secular geopolitical right to what it currently holds. I have no animosity towards the Jewish people. Please do not interpret this as an attack on them. This is an articulation of what real Christianity teaches on this matter, and I'm sorry if that offends some people, but I have to tell the truth. So where does all this leave us? It seems that since Trump has surrounded himself with people who subscribe to Christian Zionism, a heretical theology with dangerous eschatological implications, and who are apparently willing to act on it, we may be on the brink of a larger conflict. That's what I think. I think these people are telling Trump to do whatever Israel wants because they believe it's God's will. And other Zionists around Trump are pushing him in the same direction. But what benefit is this war to the United States? Why are we involved? The justifications we've been given for the strikes on Iran keep shifting. We were told they were about to get a nuclear bomb, yet we were told last year that we had obliterated their nuclear capabilities, setting them back decades. We were told that Israel was going to attack Iran, and then in response, Iran would hit our military bases, so we decided to just strike first. Well, if that's true, then the answer is simple. Tell Israel not to attack like every other president has done. I'm sorry, but there's no way around this. We are the aggressors. This war with Iran is clearly being fought for Israel. There is no clear United States interest here. Trump, the president who said if Kamala wins, it'll be World War III, and if that he win, it would be peace, seems hell-bent on starting World War III. For whatever reason, Trump is doing whatever Israel wants. And I think a lot of it is because he has surrounded himself with these Christian Zionists who believe they need to provoke war so Jesus will come back. We've been told for decades that Iranians want to be liberated from the mullahs, that they are pro-Western and would rise up if we just pushed a little bit. That's not what happened. The Iranians rose up in support of their government. So we were lied to about that. What else have we been lied to about? Kerry Bjorn-Boller was apparently removed from President Trump's Commission on Religious Liberty because she is not a Christian Zionist. She holds the traditional Catholic position and made it known. She posted comments criticizing Israel for its actions in Gaza. This Religious Liberty Commission, headed by Pastor Paula White, and I'll note the Bible is quite clear, the women are not to hold leadership roles in the church, appears to exist largely to root out anti-Semitism, especially anti-Zionism. Out of all this, one thing is certain, Trump is not in control of this situation. The Zionists are, and now things are out of control. The only weapon we have against all this is prayer. We need to pray for the conversion of the Jewish people, which Scripture tells us will happen. We need to pray for them individually and as a people. Do not fall for any kind of 1930s German-style movement or alt-right ideology. It's a failed and morally corrupt and bankrupt movement. It mistakes a spiritual problem for a genetic one. That is not the Christian answer. The belief that modern Israel is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy, that the temple should be rebuilt, that animal sacrifices should return, that a war in the Middle East is necessary to bring about the second coming of Christ, none of this is Catholic teaching. It is heretical. It encourages war under a false religious rationale. Until my next video, God bless.